So weird how life
works.
Yeah. I would have not thought this would be me.
Hey, Roll Tide.
I'm not perfect. I'm going to stumble over my words. I'm going to make mistakes.
I think I like people that look like they haven't bathed.
Crunchy. Yeah, but I'm a total train wreck.
Are you ready to do this?
Guarantee you'll see the beast.
Hello, Internet.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What a dramatic... Another dramatic week of The Bachelorette.
Drama! You know, whenever they do a to be continued, I usually get super frustrated, but now that I'm not playing fantasy, I'm not frustrated by it anymore.
I'm still a little bit frustrated.
In what respect?
You could make this fit into 2 hours.
You could. We could have cut down some of the chaff.
The show's a procedural. You start with dates.
It is.
You go the dates. You end with the rose ceremony. This is how it happens.
You know what? If Olivia Benson can find a rapist and a murderer in an hour, we can finish the show.
You got 2 hours?
We can finish the show in 2 hours.
You can't squeeze out one extra commercial break.
And you know what? Theoretically, Olivia Benson finds the murderer in 44 minutes.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, this is twice that amount of time.
I know, and they still can't get it done.
And there's still a murderer running
and
around
still
unfound.
A murderer on the loose. Ice-T is furious.
We all know who it is. All right, so
it was the guy that we met at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, obviously. I'm going to start the show off with a quick announcement.
Yeah.
This is related to something we covered last week. That was very dramatic for me.
Yeah, it was bad.
You may remember last week, I had a bad burrito experience, right?
And Adam, why don't you be clear about what that bad burrito experience was? Because
there's a lot of ways it could go. There's really only one way you could take it, and it's not that way. I ordered a burrito that I had been thinking about all day, last Sunday. This is like a week ago Sunday.
And every Sunday, we usually get Mexican
This
food
is a thing
dinner.
We do
this
on
is
Sundays.
Part of our structure.
I ordered this burrito, and like, and now I'm in this Pavlovian habit where I'm anticipating it. My body needs this burrito
every
Sunday.
Get the taste in your mouth.
I want those hot peppers. I want to sweat. I want the burrito.
Yeah.
And I got this thing that I did not order.
And tell us again what was on the bad burrito.
The bad burrito had no meat, which is a problem.
Which doesn't make sense.
It had sour cream and guacamole, two cooling agents, the opposite of the hot peppers.
Right.
I don't want a refreshing burrito.
Well, and it's too much sauce.
I'm not trying to have like a dessert burrito over here,
it's
okay?
It's just a lot of sauce mixed together.
I want some savory meat, you know, some beans, and I want some hot peppers.
Yeah, you got to get some solids in there to catch
and
it.
And then I want the cheese to melt, stick it all together, right?
So sour cream, guac, no chilies,
no,
rice.
Just beans and rice.
Oh, okay.
What the hell kind of burrito is that?
No cheese?
No.
She doesn't even go here.
Ugh.
Didn't get anything right.
But did you
It was in a tortilla.
Right.
That was it.
Right. But did you eat it?
I ate it because I didn't have a choice.
So sorry.
So, quick update. I gave them a chance. Mm-hmm. Listen, give people second chances, right?
Oh, that's sweet.
Right? So I gave the burrito...
I don't do that.
That's why you need me. I gave the burrito place a second chance, and they came through yesterday, and now here I am, you know, filled up with spicy Mexican food, you know?
Ew.
I mean, like, it's a day later, but...
Still full?
I mean...
You know
the right burrito fills you for more than just one meal.
Well,
it's like a spiritual filling.
Okay, that's better, because I don't want to be the one to sort of...
Chicken burrito for the soup hater's soul is what I ate. Too much?
Yep.
Let's talk about the actual episode of television.
Okay!
Now that I'm burritoed out.
So, in this episode, we finally start to travel. We got 15 guys left. We are, as they say on Family Guy, on the road to Rhode Island. Finally, yeah. I've been waiting for so many seasons to be able to say that. And now I can say it.
So, yeah, we go to Newport, Rhode Island, or as they like to call it on TV,
Almost Boston. Almost Boston. And so,
Boston.
So specific, in fact, that we Googled the distance between Newport, Rhode Island and Boston. It is an hour and 15 minutes away. And yet, wow, the cradle of American civilization is all around us, guys.
Jim Gaffigan has this joke where he goes, I live in Chicago. Oh, yeah, where? Go just outside Chicago. Oh, how far outside of Chicago? Milwaukee. It's like that.
It's like when poor Adam, when people ask Adam, oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Illinois. Oh, Chicago? No, Springfield. Sad.
I live in the Bay Area.
People don't even realize that
San Jose.
People don't even realize that the capital of Illinois is Springfield and not Chicago. That's how stupid people are.
The thing is, the average American person can name about 15 cities in the entire country, so you gotta just find the nearest one.
But you know what? If you ask somebody in the Midwest, I bet they could name all the states.
Oh, Midwest people are so much better at geography than these coastal idiots.
Well, you know, because we are one with the land, as you...
We Native Americans
now? No, we are not Native Americans. It's just like we spend a lot of time outside farming and cows.
Let's talk about this Boston date.
Okay.
This Boston adjacent date.
Mm.
So, it's exactly what you think it is, actually. So, it starts out, and it's just like a walk and talk and chowder type thing, right?
Yeah. I have something to ask.
Go ahead.
That is separate from a lot of this.
Thought experiment?
Sure.
Okay.
As the guys were gathered in the Bachelor Mansion and Chris Harrison came and... you know, greeted them and told them where they were traveling to, I thought to myself, do you think the Bachelor Mansion smells?
Like all the time or just now, specifically after they've lived there for this?
When there's guys in it.
Yes.
What do you think it smells like?
And B.O.
Okay. But?
I mean, like, have you ever been in a situation... with more than a handful of guys for a long amount of time?
Adam, I don't know if you want me to answer that. I think the answer you're expecting is different than the answer
Get out of here.
Okay?
Get out of here. This is a family-friendly show.
Well, you open the door, counselor.
Yes, the Bachelor Mansion smells.
Okay, great. So the one-on-one date went to Jed, where they went to Boston, had, as Adam mentioned, a classic walk-and-talk date, which I personally love. And then in the afternoon, they went and spent some time with two of our favorite Boston Celtics.
One of our favorite Boston Celtics.
With one of our favorite
And then
Boston
also
Celtics.
Terry Rozier.
And then Terry Rozier.
Yeah, like, this is a rough date. It's just a walk and talk, you know? You're just walking around. You're like, oh, look, the water and, like, seafood. There's, like, animals that live in the water, and then we eat them all different kinds of breads.
Adam, that
or
was
soups.
That was a different date. But here's what I'm going to say.
That was this date.
Here's what I'm going to say. One, this is the second time that Jed has said that he hasn't been somewhere. Is he poor?
He might be poor. He's a musician.
Yeah, but like he's never been to Boston. He also said he had never been to LA. I'm sure there's another place that he hasn't been that we haven't discussed. But you know, I
think the burden of proof is not on him to prove he's been places.
But he keeps offering the information. So I have to make an assumption about how worldly he is. He's walking into it, truly.
I don't know. Maybe he grew up poor.
Which is fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, Tyler's never been places.
Oh, my God. Whew. Tyler has definitely never been anywhere.
Lawnmower repair shop's the only vacation he's ever taken.
Woo! Say it slow. I would also like to address that I know you might have thought that this date was terrible to you.
Anything that maximizes her amount of conversation is a bad date. Because she's a bad conversant. Because she's dumb.
Adam, I'm going to say something. And you're going to be super upset.
Let me just wind up this punch like cartoon fighter style.
Take it easy. I thought this was so cute.
I want a divorce.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I wanted to get it out.
What was cute about it?
You know.
Was it the Halo Top ice cream commercial that took place inside the date?
Oh, my God. And not only did the Halo Top ice cream commercial happen in the date, the same guy that was in the commercial was also handing out the ice cream during the date.
They had commercial actor placement inside the episode.
They literally slow zoomed in on the logo. How much money is Halo Top giving ABC for this kind of coverage?
Yeah, Hannah said this date is sweet, like ice cream. And she said, I can eat this whole pint right now.
Because it's 360 calories?
Look at the woman. She hasn't eaten a whole anything in years.
She absolutely has not. And also, at the age of 24, I don't think she should be so worried about her metabolism.
No, I mean, she's still got it. But also, she hasn't eaten anything in years. That metabolism is dead.
Yeah, she's shot. So... this date was really sweet to me, and I literally wrote in my notes, they got me. I've been had. The Jed and Hannah experience is something I'd pay money for. Not Beyonce money, but John Mayer money.
I think you're confusing falling in love with Jed, which is easy because he's wonderful,
right?
With falling in love with Jed and Hannah.
No, I think I've fallen in love with Jed and Hannah together as a unit. I have not fallen in love. Well, I think I've fallen in love with Hannah. I'm so confused. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
This is dumb.
I'm so sorry.
Honey, you're better than this.
I am better than this. And they've...
You need to stop doing what you're doing and start being better than this.
Honey.
Because you are. You should be.
Those got me, man. They got me.
No. Be attracted to smart people for a second.
I am, but...
Back up. Can't help what you're into.
I can't help what I'm into. So the date was really nice. It was cute.
They play, like, the basketball thing
the basketball
was cute.
Thing
like,
was cute.
It's cute, even though Jed, like, this guy, like, he doesn't play basketball.
He's banking shots. He's not hitting the hoop.
This is how you know. For a pro tip out there.
Thank you.
When you see somebody shooting shots and they're just, like, banking all of them in, those are accidents, okay? When you're really shooting a basketball, you don't try to bank it in, okay? You shoot straight at the basket. Jed throwing these things off all kinds of hella angles.
He's lobbing them.
Yeah. I mean, he's a musician. He's not a basketball player.
I'm a musician, not a doctor. Here's something else I'd like to say.
Go ahead.
Because as discussed, they got me. You know, this date and the handsiness between Jed and Hannah really reminded me of Peter and Rachel when they were getting handsy with each other during their basketball date.
Peter's not happening. That's like 10 seasons ago. It's over.
He's still happening for me.
Yeah, I know he's
still happening. He's still happening for me.
This is a great date. Jetty murders this date.
The Jetty Bear killed it, actually.
He murders this date.
He killed
Every
it.
Every instant of the date, he's like one step ahead of her.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like, you know where she's going because she doesn't have a lot happening,
yeah.
You know, mentally.
Yeah.
And so you can predict where she's going. And Jetty is doing this.
So.
And he's just bearing his way one step in front of her.
I know.
And she's eating it right up.
And the thing that I enjoy about it, I was looking on Twitter today and there was a Red Table Talk where Sierra was talking about her relationship with Future versus her relationship with Russell Wilson. And the thing that she said, I will get to the point, and I know you are very frustrated, Adam, but allow me to get there. So she said to Jada Pinkett about how being in a relationship with Russell Wilson, she felt calm. And Hannah was talking about on this that she doesn't have to work being with Jed. She felt really calm. And I thought that was interesting because I always say, or at least we have conversations about this, and I would love to hear your point, Adam, that the love part of it, the falling in love, the being with somebody, should be calm. You should be comfortable to be the person that you are. And the idea of butterflies and all that kind of stuff is actually fear because it's anxiety of, oh my God, is this person going to like me back for being who I really want to be? No, that's not what this is about. When you are in love with somebody or falling in love with somebody or like somebody, it should feel easy.
I mean, yes. The butterflies thing is like a pursuit issue. It's
exactly.
Not an actual, that's not a real thing.
Exactly.
I've been in a relationship with the same person for like the last 9 years or so.
Jesus Christ.
Right? What a...
Who's that? I hate her.
here's something that everyone should be advertising all the time to anybody who is single or looking or whatever. The thing that you're looking for is someone you can spend a whole bunch of time with without being destroyed by them.
Yeah.
That is the only thing that matters, like,
yeah.
Compatibility-wise. The butterflies goes away, you know, soon. You just got to find somebody you like spending a ton of time with, because that's what it's like to be in a relationship.
Yeah, and I feel like Jed and Hannah, they have that. And if you think about the relationships that you see her get into with people on the show, I think Jed and Hannah have it. I think, unfortunately, because I can't
Peter.
Stand that, Hannah and Peter, the Biscoff. And then, you know, honestly, I think those are the only two guys that I really feel like she's super comfortable with at this point. So, yeah, I thought this was a really nice date. And so in the evening...
I think there's one more, but I'll wait.
Yeah, I think in the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. In the end of the date, in the evening part, There was also this theme that kept coming up about intentions, like why people are here, and not just in the sense of people being here for the right reasons, but like really speaking into existence why some of these people came here. And I don't think the show has done that before. So specifically, Jed said, I came on the show and thought it would be a great platform for my music. And that was vulnerable for him to admit that he really was like, I came on here because I thought I could be an Instagram famous and get my music career off the ground. And I'm telling you this, that I really didn't know what was going to happen. And those were my true intentions. But now that I'm here, things are totally different and I'm super into it.
I mean, yeah, Jed's on fire. I don't know if I necessarily would believe that.
Really? Yeah. I believe him. I really believe that he's like super into her.
You can't fall for that. Well, I
wrote on the paper that they got me. What do you mean?
I don't genuinely believe anybody could be into her because she's just a child. She's a grown up child.
Well, he's also 25, so if that's helpful at all.
It's not. Okay. Let's talk about the group date.
Well, Jed got the rose. We're happy about it.
Yeah. Then there's a group date. And this is a hyper version of a group date that happens every year, and it doesn't make any kind of sense that they keep doing it.
So on this date was Luke P, Luke S, John Paul Jones, Dylan, Mike, Garrett, Peter, Connor, Devin, Dustin, Kevin, and Grant. I am also very surprised that Dustin played with the nose ring in, because if I couldn't play soccer with studs in my ears, how is he able to play rugby with a nose ring? Something to think about.
How is he still playing The Bachelorette with a nose ring? I think it's something else we should talk about.
This is not the hill to die on. Anyway.
So every year they do this. Every year of The Bachelorette they do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually some sort of toned down version of this for The Bachelor where they give the women some kind of loose contact sport like the...
flag football.
Like American Gladiators, like throwing the... like. Whatever they are, something at soft. Each other.
Or yeah. like the big sumo wrestler suits or something. Yeah.
Light physical contact.
Light physical
contact. And then every year for the guys, they're like, for this date, you're just going to punch each other in a pit for a few hours.
Literally, when they were showing the package of all of the guys playing the demo rugby game, I was like, I tore my ACL watching this.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, yeah, this it takes blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat, like it's going to be blood. And then they show up.
No, it doesn't. This is not what makes a relationship.
That's what
Stop
I'm
it.
So they show up and the guys all sit around. These professional rugby players with their like 17 remaining brain cells are like...
Yeah, and a whole new set of teeth, yeah, by the way.
It's too bad Tyler C. wasn't there because he'd speak their language.
These
guys are like, yeah, you know, we don't believe in helmets or pads or anything. These go full contact, right? And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at these guys, and I'm like, you know what, like... Esports is a thing.
Adam, what kind of other non-physical activities could have been part of a group date?
I'm just saying, why would you play rugby? You could play chess. What if you play like Taboo?
Oh my god.
You know, a fun game.
I would love Taboo.
We just sing karaoke, we go running, play bocce, go bowling maybe. At a murder mystery party.
Ooh.
Right?
What about a cooking class? You can make pasta.
Maybe that too. Just play darts. Why you gotta line these guys up and make them punch each other?
I would personally love to see all of these guys attend an open house.
I mean, that sounds terrible.
It doesn't. Because here's the thing. I want you to go through the house. I want you to imagine what the house is going to look like. And if I'm a mid-century modern,
no, that's a
and
one-on-one
more
date.
Of a contemporary person,
that's not a group
it's
date.
Not going to work out.
No, that's a one-on-one date, because if it's a group date, all 12 of them are going to suck onto this one girl, and they're going to be like, okay, and now it's time to look at the bathroom. And they're going to be like, yeah, you can't fit 14 people in the bathroom.
What if it was like a homorama? What if it like everybody got their own house?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, but no. Mm. So this is going to be a surprise. So they start playing the rugby game.
And Luke's dick is rock hard. And you know which Luke I'm talking about. I do not need to be specific.
Yeah, so he's like, Luke is full of steroids.
Oh,
so they're like,
my God.
On this date, you get to run around and mow people over. And Luke's like, oh my God.
Luke P literally hit the Bane button on his chest and hulked out. I know those are two different franchises and I mix them, but...
That's so, like, it. You know how when you watch the Fast and the Furious, and, like, in the middle of the race, Vin Diesel, like, pops open the cap on top of his gear shift and punches the button for the nitrous boost?
Thank you so much for saying Vin Diesel and not bringing up Paul Walker, because you know how much that breaks my heart. Thank you.
I'm not trying to bring you through that right now.
I can't.
So this happened. They're like, rugby, and Luke just pops open this little button on the side of his abs or something and just testosterone boosts himself. He's like, all right, I'm ready.
He lives his life a quarter mile at a time. That's it.
How is this possibly, like, this is, let's be grown-ups. There is never a situation where you need to play a sport for a woman. That is just not a reality of the world.
And it also, it's just not attractive. And, like, what they have decided that is attractive or is some manifestation of what, you know, men need to do to be attractive? No. If you wanted men to sweat so that I could smell their pheromones and be attracted to them, you know, I would not want to do that.
You'd get pretty sweaty just going for a jog, but I mean, what? This is
not...
You
get on a roller coaster?
Yeah, this is not like a realistic scenario.
I mean...
It is not the case that you're ever going to show up and have to play a sport for a woman's affection.
Literally turn the heat up from 69 degrees to 72. That's it.
You know how she doesn't care about sports? Is that she it's time for a scrum, which is a thing that happens in rugby. It's part of the game, a scrum. Mm. She thinks it's called a scrub down. She's chanting, scrub down, scrub down, scrub down.
Honey, she's a fan of Alabama football, not Alabama rugby.
No one's a fan of rugby, but also, she doesn't even understand what's happening.
So...
She doesn't understand what's happening in front of her other than the guys are running around punching each other.
So speaking of punching, the green team and the blue team are at odds. Luke S. is on the green team. Luke P. is on the blue team. And...
Well, we're playing a man down because Kevin broke his shoulder like instantly.
Oh my God. Kevin broke his shoulder instantly. He had to go to the hospital or something like that. So Devin sat out. What? So...
Dustin said.
I don't even know his name!
Genius move by Dustin. He goes, oh wait, you guys are down a player? Well, yeah, we gotta lose a guy to make this even, so I'll just sit out.
This gotta be me.
Genius move. So, nose ring, bad idea.
So,
sitting out this game, great idea.
Great idea. So Luke S. allegedly said some choice words to Luke P., whatever, and as he was... And they showed the clip. They showed it.
We had to rewind this.
We had to rewind it because it was definitely the way that it was shot. It was in the background. So you really had to look and like play it a couple times to see it.
It was barely on camera.
But it was barely on camera, but it was on camera. So as Luke S. is coming into the shot, it looks as though he is coming in from out of bounds. You know?
I think he's just kind of running back to the action.
Yeah, it was something like that. And so, as we know, Luke S. is probably 6'1", but lanky.
He's just like a teeny tiny little gentle guy.
Yeah, he's, I would not call him petite, but I would call him lithe.
Yeah, he's not meaty.
No.
He's like a regular sized guy.
Sure. Now, someone who is meaty is Luke P. Luke P. literally has 30 pounds on Luke S.
Luke P. does a lot of steroids. So I would, much. At 30 pounds, it might be more than that. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And it's like all muscle pounds.
And he's squat too, so he's very close to the ground. So Luke P., as Luke S. is coming back onto the field, picks up Luke S. and body slams him on the ground. I mean, how many times did we watch it?
Quite a few. He puts his shoulder in this guy's like waist and like picks him up like a bag of potatoes. And
like a bag of potatoes.
And then stands all the way up.
Yep.
And then throws him down.
Oh, God, my back. It hurts me. And so things escalated. The audience reacted. Everybody reacted.
Hannah saw it happen. On camera, we saw Hannah see this happen.
Yes. And
she has no plausible deniability.
Your girl was gooped. And so... After all of that, Luke P. comes up to Luke S. and is like, sorry, I'm sorry, man. He apologized to him and said it was in self-defense. I don't know if, with the circumstances of Luke S. being lithe, as he is.
I think for storytelling purposes, in case somebody didn't watch the show, we should call them Big Luke and Little Luke.
I am into that. Okay. So
Big Luke pile-drived Little Luke.
Yes.
Is what happened.
Yes. And Big Luke came up to Little Luke and tried to apologize and said it was in self-defense. But I find it hard to believe that that Big Luke felt, one, threatened by Little Luke, as we've already discussed.
He doesn't feel threatened by anything.
He cannot.
The steroids and the testosterone just override that emotion.
I mean, theoretically, he's only threatened by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was the one that made him become a born-again
virgin. I want to point something out. Every time we see Luke coming, doing these interviews, like in the house off camera, he's wearing this big, gigantic cross necklace, like he's running for Pope.
It couldn't...
It's aggressive. It's so... He's like, I am the representative of Christianity in this house.
It is literally the size of a cross that you would put on a buttercream cake for a confirmation.
The kind of thing that you wear on top of your t-shirt that's about 8 sizes too small to show off your big pec muscles. Mm. You know, like the Lord would want it.
As the Lord had intended. So...
And also with you.
Yeah, and also with you. Luke, little Luke is pretty upset, and, then we go to the evening. How did that go, Adam?
Well, it's there's only one event. I would not say it's uneventful. It is one eventful.
Yeah.
Uneventful. So, yeah. I just made that up right now, right?
I love it.
So they both talk to Hannah individually, and little Luke is like, hey, listen, you don't have to take my word for it. Everybody hates Big Luke, right? And Hannah's like torn up because she knows, like, inside of her loins are, like, craving Big Luke.
That is the biggest she problem of the night. She loves
Big Luke.
The like, biggest problem of the night is that.
The chemicals in her are reacting to the chemicals in Big Luke very strongly.
And yet,
all of the evidence is mounting on the other side. She's having this moment of dissonance that is tearing her apart.
And yet, all of those chemicals, and he still won't have sex with her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yet.
Well,
they're going to get engaged like a month from now, so, you
will
know.
Will they get engaged?
Well, we'll see what happens.
So, the guys get into this whole he said thing, and everybody else is pretty pissed. Namely, Mike, Garrett, Dylan gets into this, which, okay.
Were you even on the date?
Okay. Grant gets into it a little bit, and Devin as well.
Everyone's on Little Luke's team.
I mean, JPJ and it seemed like Kevin, who finally came back to the date, and his arm was bound up like he was a Revolutionary War soldier. Topical for being in Rhode Island, don't you think?
It's in near Boston. It's like he walked into the hospital and was like, do you have anything to fix this? And they were like, no, we just only have bed sheets. And he was like, well, can you tie it up in some kind of weird knot so that it'll fit? And they're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm doing a Revolutionary War reenactment tomorrow. I can keep it on.
That's what happened.
That's exactly it. So they pretty much are at odds. They, meaning Big and Little Luke's, are at odds. And they're both telling Hannah lies about, well, that's not true. Big Luke is telling Hannah lies about Little Luke. And Little Luke is saying Big Luke is insane.
And everyone agrees with Little Luke.
That's true.
So just in case you get lost in all the Lukes here, Big Luke has done everything wrong. Little Luke has done nothing wrong except really kind of belabored the point maybe for a touch.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here.
So at the end of that date, after all of the drama.
What drama?
All of the back and forth, all of that, the rose goes to Garrett, who decided this evening that he was going to tell Hannah that he has a crush on her. And that was cute. I like Garrett.
Garrett's doing a good job.
Garrett is doing a good job. Not only is he above the fray, he is a leader in the house. As we have discussed many times in the show, being a leader in the house means that you are a leader in life and means that you are a leader in the heart and the mind of the bachelor bachelorette.
I like the guys who are just confident enough to sit around and like tell people stuff without worrying about the consequences.
Bingo.
And that's what he does. He's like, listen, Big Luke, you're wrong. Like, you just beat up a little guy and no one really knows why. And Luke doesn't even get mad at him. I mean, just the confidence that Garrett says these things, you know, that's a thing. That is a superpower.
Yeah, this is the confidence of a man who is nearing and or at 30 years old. Similar to Mike, who I also love, who did a lot of that tonight.
The confidence of a guy with a real job who doesn't need to turn this thing into an Instagram spot. Woo! Like, you know.
Tell us about that real job. No import or export.
So that's what happens in the state. And then it sort of lingers until later in the episode.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Tyler C's one-on-one date for just a second.
Can I just say that Tyler C is the physical manifestation of any picture that you've taken of a dog with his tongue hanging out of its mouth?
Hey, great.
Tyler is not intelligent. He's not bright. He's a nice guy who's got a little bit of wisdom.
Mm.
He is Rocky Balboa.
You know what?
He's dumb, but he can talk a little bit.
Tyler has the wisdom of somebody who's worked with his hands for a long time.
Hey. Hey, work with my hands over here.
So, Hannah is feeling some kind of way today. She's upset. She's still reeling from the Luke versus Luke episode. She starts the date crying. She doesn't want to go.
She's not in a good spot.
Your girl is shook. And so Tyler comes up, he wants to have a good time with her, and she's like, I'm not okay. And she is struggling with whether or not she deserves to be here, or if any of this is going to work. And namely, I think a lot of this is coming from the fact that she really, really, really likes Luke.
She wants to pick Big Luke so bad.
She wants to pick him so bad. And yet, the night before, every single guy she talked to was like, this guy is bad news. And so she's like, but if everybody's saying that this guy is bad news, does that mean I'm bad news? Does that mean I can't make a decision?
Do I have to pick somebody else?
Does that mean I have to pick somebody else? The answer to all of those questions is yes.
So Tyler's like, listen, hey, listen, I know this is hard for you.
That sounds good. Right? Yeah, that sounds bad.
His tongue's like 10 feet long. Ugh. Or just moves a little bit slower than his mind.
Or it's huge.
Right. That's what I said the first time. Oh. And he's kind of nice. He's kind of very comforting in here. Mm-hmm. He's like, listen, this is something that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We, in our relationship, are going to have moments where you don't feel like you're at your best. And I don't want you to feel like you have to be something you're not. I don't want you to be something you're not.
Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah.
He tells the story about how his dad almost died.
That's not what he would call him.
His pops almost died.
Oof, my nipples are hard.
Right? You know, it's like, it's kind of sweet. And then, like, you remember this is a guy whose name is Tyler, but he says it like it's one syllable every time.
Tyler.
I don't know how he does this.
Get you a man that calls his dad his pops.
One syllable Tyler. Tyler.
Hey, great.
Pops and Tyler. That's it.
So the date that they went on was basically they caught a bunch of lobsters, and that was tight. And then they ate them.
They caught lobsters, they ate lobsters, and like that was it. And they sat around and they talked, which is a little bit of a strenuous task for these two. You know, neither one of their strong suits is conversation.
I wonder how much that date costs. Like, you know, take me out on a boat, let's catch some lobsters and let's eat them.
Probably pretty cheap. You just rent the boat.
Yeah, but like, you know, I want a captain. I don't want you to be in charge.
Well, yeah,
else to be in charge.
The boat comes with the staff. You can't just rent the boat. You gotta.
So it's like $100 or something like that.
Well, I don't know. It probably has like a short minimum, 2-3 hours, something like that. Plus, you got to get a bigger boat so all your staff can go. Mm. I don't know. I'm not worried about ABC's finances, but I think this is probably a pretty cheap date.
Yeah, it feels like a cheap date. I think I just want lobster. So, guys, unrelated. I'm not eating anything right now.
This is Taylor's burrito war. 1 week later.
Let me tell you something. I'm pissed. So I, along with several other people on my team at work, have decided that we are going to eliminate bread. And as a result, like Beyonce said...
For a month. Not just period.
Yes. And as a result, like Beyonce said in her Homecoming documentary, and I'm hungry. So...
Man, peer pressure is a hell of a thing, huh?
It is the worst. But
in this Italian household, no carbohydrates.
That's
dumb.
It's really been a struggle. But you know what? As my mom said, I'm going to look gorgeous. And she's right. So
you already look gorgeous.
Oh my God. Shut up. Anyway, Tyler and Hannah had a great date. They had a private concert with Jake Owen, who in my mind is not as famous as Lucas Graham, so whatever.
All these first names. Is that just how you make a country music star?
Yeah.
Two first names, cool.
What's your country music name?
Adam Joseph.
Oh yeah.
It's just my first and middle name.
What if it's Joseph Adam?
No one's no, see now you're looking at having an actual last name. Which is not something that's okay here. Yeah, you need two first names.
And Joseph. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Junior?
No. That's dumb.
I'm just adding that on.
That's dumb. If I'm a country star, we don't know who my dad is.
Much like Tyler. No, no. Tyler has a father.
Yeah, Pops. We just went through this.
Pops, we just met him. So Tyler gets the rose. This is great. I love Tyler.
It's a good date. It's not as strong as Jetty Bear's date,
yeah.
But this guy's definitely going to be here for a little bit.
Yeah. Tyler is truly my white trash dream man, and I just, you know, I can't live without him, honestly. I love him.
Of all the guys, Tyler, though?
Yeah.
He's so dumb.
Yeah.
I guess they're appropriately matched.
You know, what do you say, Adam? You can't help what you're into.
You can't. So we go to the cocktail hour. I would say rose ceremony, but that doesn't happen.
You know, one of the things I did notice, though, Mike got a haircut, so that's pretty cool.
Good for him. Yeah. Looking fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there, and it's really just a boil over of the Luke drama.
Mm-hmm.
There is a brief note at the beginning. We get a small reprieve with Peter, where they have this moment, and he's like,
"Oh my God, Peter!"
He's like, "Listen. Will you be my girlfriend?"
Oh, God. I cannot.
This kind of stuff works on her.
Stand him.
Treating her like a child, like a little kid, works on her because mentally she is.
You know what? He is a Biscoff. As I've said before, he is like Tyler is a physical manifestation of a dog with his tongue hanging out of its mouth. Peter is the physical manifestation of the Biscoff cookie.
I like the Biscoff cookie.
Well, that sounds like you.
It's like a gingerbread type thing. Oh, man, it goes perfect with a ginger ale.
I literally only eat that when I have to.
I eat it every time I'm on the plane because I love it.
That's why I give you mine.
Yeah, it's so good. So he says this, you know, she's dumb. Like, it works. He bisques her off her feet.
Oh, my God.
Right?
No.
That's my Peter Biscoff joke of the week. And so that's it. Peter, I guess, does this thing. She's into it. Then we get just right back to the Luke stuff.
You know, the only thing that I will say, and I'm talking about Mike a lot tonight because Mike is the bomb.
Mike says a lot of stuff that needs to be on camera.
Yes.
Is the thing.
Yes, and he is usually speaking game, telling the truth. And Luke is being a liar. And one of my favorite lines of the night was when Mike said to Luke, "You're a millennial f-." And I was like, put that on a t-shirt. I'd buy 20 of them.
Are they the same age?
No.
Oh.
Big Mike is like 31 and Luke is 12?
I think he's like 28.
Let me scroll through.
The researchers.
Get the interns on this. Just a second. Yeah, Luke P. is 24.
Luke is 24.
Mike is 31.
Okay, so they really are a different age.
Yeah,
they really are a different age.
Yeah.
So Mike, there's this conversation between Mike and Big Luke, and he's like, Mike says, "Listen, you're the cause of all this. Look around time and again. You're at the heart of all these issues."
Big facts.
And like, obviously, you know, obviously you're the problem here.
Yes.
And Luke, Big Luke, cannot take this. He just makes up his own reality as he goes so that he can convince himself he's on the right side. And I think he's going to keep doing that forever. But the rest of the house, every single person is on Little Luke's side here.
Everyone. And, like, this whole thing with Little Luke, like, you know, with his trying to get his tequila business off the ground, like, is that what we're talking about right now?
This is the first time we've ever heard
of
this.
I've never even heard of this.
He's not a repeat offender. This is the first time we've heard.
Yeah, it's not like, what? Luke S. doesn't want this. He's like, I work in D.C. on Capitol Hill. I don't, what?
I don't think that Little Luke is actually a threat to win this whole thing.
Absolutely not.
If you're Big Luke, you know, pick on someone your own size.
That is exactly an excellent point. But the thing is that with Big Luke, picking on somebody his own size would be picking on Mike.
Or Peter. I think she's very into Peter.
Yeah, it would be picking on Peter. It would be picking on, you know,
or the Jetty Bear.
The Jetty Bear.
Right?
And Luke is
I think everyone in the house loves the Jetty Bear. I think so. Also, we need to get Jetty Bear off the ground. Like, if you're the type of person who tweets or whatever, posts on Facebook about this show, please start using Jetty Bear.
Please, please. This is the kind of content that we really feed into. You know what? Speaking of content, somebody asked me about merch today.
25 to Life merch?
Yeah.
What did they want? T-shirts?
T-shirts, pins, stickers.
Listen, if you're listening to the show right now, leave a comment about the type of merch you would desire. We, like, are loosely creative.
I would, you know what? I would open an Etsy shop.
We have a logo. We could put it on stuff.
We could put it on stuff. Can you imagine a black t-shirt with the 25 to Life logo on it? Oh.
It just says you can't help what you're into.
Yes!
And that's it.
That's it. Or, if we had another one that said, here's the thing.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
It would have to say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, here's the thing.
Use your percent.
Yeah, or use your percent. That's
it. That's
you know, I feel like the guys this season are using their percent.
They really are. I mean, especially this episode is a perfect example.
It took her having to hunt down and ask about Luke P for them to use their percent on him.
Exactly.
It took her asking.
Because they were all talking about
They're not
about
proactively focused. Doing it. They're doing it to each other, but not to her.
And they are all focused on their relationships with her. They're not focused on other people unless prompted by the lead.
This is
and
a good
that
season.
Is how you play the game,
season
people.
Of percentage.
I love it.
So that's where we end. Hannah is at a internal turning point where she's stuck between her chemicals and what there is of her brain.
You mean the truth?
She's stuck between her loins and her brain and the just obvious reality.
I'm very upset with her because anytime somebody says something like, I see both sides, it's a problem.
That just means I see one side.
Right.
I have a note to make about that also.
I see. Then let's make it before we get into our power rankings.
That is a bold predictions type note.
Ooh, I will wait.
Okay. So yeah, there's no end of the road tonight because no one left because ABC can't make this show fit into 2 hours.
Yeah. Well.
You could watch all of Aladdin plus 30 minutes of whatever the hell you want. And that would fit inside of 2 hours. And ABC can't get me one rose ceremony in 2 hours?
Listen.
Come on.
Listen.
There's a guy who can almost fit a marathon into 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Eliud Kipchoge ran like a minute or two away from breaking 2 hours for a marathon. And ABC can't get one rose ceremony into this thing?
You know what? Thank God you talked about running on this episode and not your degrees.
Oh, bold predictions. No, just kidding. You guys will have to wonder what degrees I have until next week.
Who's your number 4 on your power rankings?
Still Devin.
What?
Didn't do anything this week, but he's just cute, so.
Okay. My number 4 is Connor. We didn't see him at all this week.
Oh, so wait a second. Wait a second. Listen, Pot. It's your friend Kettle.
Who, me?
My number 3 is the Jetty Bear.
Aww.
He just seems like a great guy to hang out with. Like,
he's sweet.
The Jetty Bear would be a good time doing anything.
He's sweet. My number 3 is my white trash dream man, Tay Tay. I love it.
Also her white trash dream man, probably.
Yes.
Hey, number 3, Tay.
With his long and thick tongue.
Listen to him say Tyler.
He
it's
can't,
one syllable.
He can't say it.
Tyler.
He can't say his own name.
It's got a whole bunch of Y's, and then it just kind of rolls into the LR. Tyler.
Just a lull. Just a lull.
My number 2 is Garrett.
Okay.
Garrett makes sense.
Is Garrett new for your power rankings this
I think
this
I
time?
May have had him at like number 4 in week 1 or something.
Because he's so hot.
I'm just into the confidence that he brings to say things to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, number 1, you only say stuff like that when you know you're telling the truth, you know? And number 2, you're like, listen, the truth out there, it's bigger than whatever you think, Luke. The truth is going to squash your testosterone. And, you know, I'm into that.
And I like a man who can pull off a ruby red jacket.
Right?
Hello?
Garrett, number 2.
Okay.
Put the word out.
Hello? My number 2 is Biscoff Peter.
Listen.
He's got a fat face. You know what? He's got a fat face like Jennifer Lawrence has a fat face. And now you can't unsee it. And now you cannot unsee it.
Unlimited Biscoff.
Though. There it is.
Unlimited Biscoff. Imagine, who wouldn't want that for their
imagine
life?
Imagine your life being unlimited Biscoff.
They're so crunchy. You could dip them in anything.
You know what? He probably doesn't get the Biscoff because he flies for Delta. So they probably don't even give you anything. They just put some gum in a bag and throw it at you.
I don't actually remember what airline serves Biscoffs.
It's American Airlines.
Well, I get, like, now I have this response where every time I see Peter, I start craving Biscoffs. You know? It's like, man, do I want to book a flight somewhere just for the snack?
Maybe.
Mm. Could you order Biscoffs to your house? Could I call someone and just order a Biscoff, like a box of them to my house? I'm going to look into
it. I am too!
Did you already do your number two? Yeah, it was Peter.
I did. It was Peter.
My number one's still Mike. He's probably going to remain. I like what the guy has. Like,
I'm
how could you not? He's the voice of the people. That is very attractive to me.
I love the voice of the people. And then my number one is the Jetty Bear. They really got me this week. I'm so sorry. Ooh, they got me. Yes.
Jed's going strong.
Going strong.
Bold predictions. What do you have?
I think she's going to send Luke home.
You idiot.
No. I think she's going to send Luke S. home.
Obviously.
Next
she's gonna...
week. Yeah.
Here's the point that I made.
Yeah.
When she is talking to little Luke, mm-hmm. Luke S., she calls big Luke, Luke. Is that not the most disgraceful thing?
It's the kind of thing when you hear
I'm
you
calling,
gotta read the room.
I am calling another guy by your name to your face.
Yeah.
Come on. That is an indicator. I'd hate to bring up my minor in psychology. Oh, man.
I thought we were going to make it through this whole
episode.
But
that seems like an indicator.
It does.
That you don't care about this person as much as the other person.
It is definitely dismissive. That's really my only bold prediction. It seems like next week they're going to somewhere else where they're wearing kilts. So Ireland.
I think they're about ready to have another kind of group fighting date, like a fighting sport thing.
Why do we keep doing this? Stop
Does
fighting.
Does someone have to be in an ambulance?
Like, let's just whine and paint or something, you guys.
Think about all of the couples out there who have found each other without an ambulance.
Let's pick up furniture.
Just do anything. Literally anything.
Any
else.
Of it. Let's sit and play Mario Kart. That could be super fun.
That
esports! Esports!
You know you can play esports, right?
Oh,
everyone would have a good time.
Everyone would have a good time.
So that's it for this week.
Yep.
Next week, thanks, because the Warriors are so good.
Go Warriors.
Right, go Warriors. There's going to be a basketball game on Monday night and no Bachelorette until Tuesday night, which for you means you will need to wait until Wednesday morning to listen to our episode. And we won't actually be recording until Tuesday night. So you have to wait 8 days till the next episode.
Boo.
Boo. But also, then you only have to wait 6 days till the next episode. Yay! I guess we'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay, go Warriors.
Stop with my mind. None of you know anything about me. I want fun, and I want adventures.
Because all we do is talk about stupid
Jabroni.
Roll Tide, yeah.
It was real and it was raw.
I'm a normal human being, like, trying to be a bachelorette.